Previously on Your Daily Lex, I told you a story about a long time at an audition and then at the callback specifically, and then not getting cast, despite thinking I really had been the best. But other folks getting their calls, getting cast, and me just waiting and waiting. I promise to continue that story today. I can't. I'll explain.
Your Daily Lex.
I went through the various stages of grief. Like, I went into this audition initially being like, I want it, but I don't care. Then when you get called back, you start to get excited about it. And then I really thought I did the best at the callback. And I usually don't feel that way. I often think, hey, I did great. And these other people also did great. So it depends on what they want. Or I think, hey, I didn't do great. but in this case, I thought I did great and the other people didn't do great. Like, I am the choice. And it was a bummer to not get cast in this show. I was sad. And I was going through all the stages of not getting cast grief of like, why do you do this to yourself? And auditions suck. And this is so crappy. And it's frustrating to not get it even when you're the best. And of course, there's always other factors at play. Like maybe they don't like your look, or they want to cast a person who, as your son, who looks totally different from you. So it wouldn't work. Like, there's all these reasons you can't be cast, but it's still, it can't help but feel personal when you go out and you think you did a great job, but you don't get cast. So I was bummed. And I was talking to a person who I barely know. My wife has done shows with her. At least one show, maybe two, I think one. And so I know her a tiny bit and we say hi to each other, but we were messaging and she got cast in the show. She got the role of Joe, who sings the show-stopping number You Ought to Know. And I was telling her, initially she's like, you're going to get the call. I know it. I'm like, I don't know. I'm not getting the call. And then now it's been more than a day. And I'm like, hey, my optimism is faded. And then it's more than 24 hours. And I'm like, yeah, I'm no longer. And she was kept being positive. You're like, nah, I still think you can get it. And she hadn't even seen my callback. So what she could base this confidence on, I don't know. And meanwhile, friends have been talking to me about another show, a theater that's very far away, but that does great shows. Like, it'll be like 50 minutes each way, 45 minutes each way, doing a production of Steve Martin's Picasso with a Lapinagil. Lapinagil? I don't know. And that's a great show. I've seen it once when I lived in LA. I love that play. And there's two great roles for men and several other good roles for men. And I said, oh, audition. So I wrote to the director and submitted a video audition. She's like, oh, I love this. And read this monologue for Picasso. And I was looking at the note from her and I was like, okay, I'm going to memorize this monologue before I record it. You know, if I'm going to do that, I'm going to email Jagged Little Pill. So I did. I said, hey, Jagged Little Pill, I have a play that's asking me to do this work. I could not possibly do the play and the musical. I just want to confirm, have you cast the role of Steve in Jagged Little Pill? About 90 seconds later, my phone rang. Here's the thing. No casting can be announced publicly for the show yet, so I cannot finish the story. I leave it to the listener to decide what to infer from these facts, but I do know that they have not yet announced the cast of the show, and when they haven't announced the cast of the show, you don't say if you're in it or not publicly. So I have nothing more to say on this topic. Anyway, I hope you're having a great Wednesday, March 11th, and don't snitch tag. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I lost you during this episode, but you're still great. Goodbye.
Lex.